Oci ja jare ma, oci oci uhaka, oci ja jare ma mudra holova. Oci ja jare ma, mudra mudra holova. Oci ja jare ma, mudra mudra holova.
Their fourth CD, that was the very energetic Millennia from Edmonton, Alberta. And the CD is called Live on the Rocks, and that song was Yarema, and that is a song about a wise sort of guy. Dobrý den, dobrý ránok, dobrý večer. Vítaju vás všich šanovní radiosluchači na radiopredaču Náš holos Radio Krínského Koríňa po mreži PCJ Radio. Jaká podiecí vám z Británskoj Kolumbii v Kanadi. S vami Pavlina McCory, ďakujú, što rýšale prebúte zi mnoje nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McCory, Kadinska Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, English language news service from Ukraine. As well, starting sundown on September 27th until sunset October 4th is the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. And we've got Renata Hananets with an encore presentation to tell us all about how it's celebrated in Ukraine and around the world. As well, we've got Victor's vignettes and a look at the shaping of Homo Sovieticus. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is the Hrim Band from New York City and a song called Persha Pisnya, which means first song.
Я пам'ятаю ці дні, коли ми запізнались, ті дні, коли я знала, що ти будеш моя. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Доля наша тепер одна і та сама, наші мрії тепер ведуть в незнаний шлях. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Наша перша пісня в любові хоч не була ця, почалась тому давно, із вищого неба нам промінь зійшов. Бог нас єднав і дав нам любов. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні.
Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. As the Jewish High Holy Days draw to a close, the focus shifts from the solemnity of Yom Kippur to the jubilant celebration of the festival of Sukkot. In the Jewish diaspora, Sukkot is an 8 days festival beginning on the 5th day after Yom Kippur. Sukkot is also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. This refers to special huts called Sukkah that Moses and the Israelites lived in as they wandered the desert for 40 years before reaching the Promised Land. During Sukkot, observant Jews build similar huts and actually live in them for 8 days, as a reminder of how God protected the Jews in the desert thousands of years ago. The huts or sukkah must be built in a certain way. There are 4 walls, usually of wood, and the roof must leave the stars in the sky visible. For years, Ukrainian Jews used 3 branches for the roof of the sukkah, but now they use special produced roof covers made of bamboo. Of course, if it's raining or snowing outside, Jews sleep and eat in their homes. However, it is obligatory to at least make a blessing in the hut. For Jews, the celebration of Sukkot helps to renew their dedication and commitment to the Almighty and His laws. Therefore, while it is not always easy to live in these huts, it is ultimately a great commitment. Sukkot concludes with a special 2-day holiday. The first is Shemini Atzeret, meaning the 7th day of assembly. On this day, Jewish pray for rain in Israel to replenish the reservoirs so that there would be sufficient water over winter and to irrigate the fields during the following spring and summer. Sometimes on the Shemini Atzeres festival, it also rains in Ukraine. When this happens, you may overhear local Ukrainians referring to the festival of Kushchi or simply Kuchki, which means bush. It is an ongoing good-natured joke that attributes any rain at this time of year to the Jewish tabernacles or huts. The final day of Sukkot is Simcha Torah, or as Jews in Halachana say in Yiddish, Simcha Torah. This means the joy of Torah. On this day, Jews rejoice by singing and dancing with the Torah scrolls. In translation, Torah means a code of civil law which governs a person from birth until death. Religious Jews consider the Torah a great gift because those who observe its laws faithfully are always happy and safe. As the Yiddish saying goes, Glücklich ist der Jid, was lernt Torah, was darf mir noch mehr. Happy is the Jew who learns Torah, then we do need nothing more than that. In Ukraine today, Jews can often be seen openly carrying a Torah scroll called a Sefer Torah in Yiddish. In a country where Jews are a minority, it is a great joy to be able to keep an observant Jewish life. With the pressing problems that still exist in Ukraine, it's easy to forget that a mere 20 years ago, openly observant Jews were in constant risk of losing their livelihoods. Last year, the Jewish community hired Ukrainian carpenters to build a large sukkah in the yard of the historical Teresa Hav Synagogue, also called the Golden Rose, a UNESCO World Heritage Center located in the heart of Lviv's historical center. We invite our listeners in or visiting Lviv to our sukkah to blaze tasty challah bread with honey from the shtetl bells, which before the Holocaust had a flourishing Jewish community. Welcome, dear listeners. До зустрічі у Львові. This is Рената Гнинець. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Чорна, о чорна, як циганка, з чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка, з чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка, бо й там се полюбила, Іванка, так Іванка. Високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Високі та струнки, сорочка вишиванка. Твою вроду, люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду, люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду, уїхай кобої, Мадонна заридала, Іванкові пристались, Іванкові пристались, чом його покохала. Іванкові пристались, Іванкові пристались, чом я попохала.
Pojdi do la do lisu, ta dumbo boku lešu. Ja bil že ne pojidu, ja bil že ne pojidu, kochanja ne zalešu. Ja bil že ne pojidu, ja bil že ne pojidu, kochanja ne zalešu. Na horni dva dubočke, obidva zeleneki, ne taki perovani, ne taki perovani, oboje čornjavenki. Ne taki perovani, ne taki perovani, oboje čornjavenki.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was a polka band called High Profile from their second CD. No, sorry, it's their third CD, and it is called Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage. And that song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oi Chorina, Yesi Chorina, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty. Vyslúchajte radio peredaču náš holos radio ukrajinského korenia po mereži PCJ Radio, jaká podajete vám anglickou mówiu z Británskou Kolumbii v Kanadě. You're listening to Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Coming up next is a song by soldiers of Ukraine. We don't know their names, but they recorded this song and uploaded it to YouTube, and it is a very bittersweet song. It is called Don't Be Sad, and it is basically the guys telling their girls back home that they will be back home, but they have to be where they are right now to fight for their country's freedom and the future together. Here they are now, Несумуй, Don't Be Sad.
Прийшла весна, і квіти розцвітають, згадаю я, як вдома дітки грають, любов моя. Ти не сумуй за мене, а збережи моє кохання в себе, доки війна. Я буду захищати, любо моя, країна наша мати, за хлопців всіх, які лягли за тебе, захисники. Їх пам'ятати треба, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй. Прийде наша слава, а поки ми захисники держави і командир нам скаже всім до бою, ми віддамо своє життя за волю, вже сил нема, але ми не здаємося, дрожить земля, а значить не присниться, любов моя, яка сумує знову, ти не сумуй. Я скоро буду вдома, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй.
Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Russian officials in Crimea have threatened to abolish the Tatar parliament, known as the Majlis, on the annexed Ukrainian peninsula. The threat, reported in Ukrainian media on Thursday, comes as Tatar leaders say the protests will last indefinitely until the Russian occupation ends. The organizers of the blockade say the cross-border trade is legitimizing the illegal occupation of the peninsula and enriching corrupt officials there. The Tatars say they have come under persecution since Russia took control. They demand the occupation is ended and have called for the release of political prisoners such as abducted fighter pilot Nadia Savchenko, as well as allowing independent media to work unhindered without harassment. Hundreds of lorries traveling to Crimea from Ukraine's mainland have already been turned back over the last several days. Blockade organizers say they are contemplating cutting off electricity supplies. The majority of the some 300,000 Crimean Tatars living on the peninsula opposed the Russian annexation, which was rubber-stamped in a lavish Moscow ceremony in April 2014. Since then, a pattern of violence, disappearances, and murder has emerged. According to a Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe report last week, fundamental freedoms of assembly, association, expression, and movement have all been restricted by the de facto authorities in Crimea. Tatars, an indigenous population of Turkic origin, were deported from Crimea to Central Asia in 1944 under Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. They began returning from exile some two decades ago when Ukraine gained independence after the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. But as many as 15,000 Tatars are thought to have fled since Russia invaded last year.
Russia is reportedly planning a second major military base near the Ukrainian border. Citing public documents, Reuters news agency reported on September 23rd that the Kremlin intends to build a base just 45 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. The agency earlier this month reported that Moscow started building another major military base near the town of Veliki in Belgorod Oblast, close to the Ukrainian border. Russian leaders continued to deny invading Ukraine and orchestrating a 17-month hybrid war that has killed at least 8,000 people, according to UN estimates.
Journalists have been banned from the Savchenko court hearing in Russia. Lawyers for Ukrainian pilot and parliamentary deputy Nadia Savchenko say they have been banned from attending her hearing. The Interfax Ukraine news agency said the three judges presiding over the trial would instead provide a live video link to the proceeding. A court in Russia's Rostov region this month extended the arrest of Savchenko by 6 months. Savchenko is suspected of complicity in the killing of two Russian journalists in East Ukraine last year and of crossing into Russia illegally. She denies any wrongdoing, saying that she was funneled across the border after being captured by Russian-led militants.
Ukraine aims to establish military defenses capable of protecting against a Russian nuclear attack. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk told a meeting of the National Security Council attended by visiting dignitary NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Yatsenyuk said that Ukraine needed assistance with developing its defense against Russia. We have never asked for offensive weapons, but we have to defend our country. We must defend peace, tranquility, and stability in Europe as well. We need defense capabilities against nuclear power. Russia spent tens of billions of dollars in order to upgrade its army, and it is intimidating the entire civilized world today. The Budapest Memorandum, agreed in 1994 between Ukraine and world powers, guaranteed Ukraine's territorial integrity in return for giving up its nuclear weapons.
A weapons arsenal has been uncovered near a train station in Ukraine's northern city of Sumy. Security services extracted two grenade launchers and four hand grenades from a rundown building located near a train station and one of the main roads where hundreds of commuters travel each day. Police are continuing the investigation into who hid the weapons arsenal near the train station.
Egypt has agreed to buy two Mistral-class warships from France. The state-of-the-art assault ships, which can carry 700 troops, as well as tanks and armored landing vehicles, were originally intended for Russia, but France reneged on the deal because of Russia's invasion and annexation of Ukrainian territories, including Crimea, which Russia annexed last year. France recently refunded 950 million euros to Russia, but Paris has not disclosed how much Egypt agreed to pay for the warships. Russia's 39th humanitarian convoy has arrived in occupied parts of East Ukraine. Moscow claims the trucks carry aid for people in Ukraine's Donbas region, but Kyiv says the white-painted military trucks carry little more than ammunition and other military supplies for the Russian-led military operations in Ukraine. Russia sends its military convoys into Ukraine without permission from the Ukrainian government, and the illegal convoys never cross into Ukraine via Ukrainian-controlled checkpoints. Ukraine has lost control of a section of its border with Russia more than 400 kilometers long.
Top U.S. Republican Senator John McCain wants Obama to give Ukraine weapons. During an official visit to Ukraine on September 23rd, the outspoken lawmaker said it is a shame on America's honor that defensive weapons have not been provided already. McCain is a vocal supporter of providing lethal aid to the Ukrainian army, which is fighting the Russian regular army and Kremlin-led militant groups in the east. Ukraine has repeatedly asked for international help to boost its defensive capabilities. Western countries have so far declined its requests to supply weapons while offering non-lethal military aid and training.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg has welcomed the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but also warns that Russia must withdraw its armed forces before peace can be established. Stoltenberg is visiting Ukraine to witness the signing of a new military doctrine, identifying Russia as an aggressor. Speaking at a ceremony in the west of the country, Stoltenberg emphasized that while a fragile ceasefire was currently holding, Russia had much to do before the conflict could be brought to an end.
The ceasefire is mainly holding, and this is of course encouraging because that was not the case before. But still, the situation is very fragile. Russia continues to support the separatists. They provide them with weapons, with different kinds of equipment, with training, with forces.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said that in order for peace to last, Russia must give back Ukraine control over its border and allow elections in the war-torn Donbas region to be held under Ukrainian law.
For having peace and stability, for the de-escalation of the situation, we need to remove any Russian and Russian-backed terrorists from Ukrainian territory. We should close the border. We should launch the political process and election under the Ukrainian legislation, which will meet the standard ODIHR of the OSCE. This election should be free and fair.
Since September 1st, fighting in East Ukraine has almost ground to a halt amid speculation that the Kremlin is trying to improve Russian President Vladimir Putin's image before a major speech at the United Nations later this month.
Obama will meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of a UN meeting in New York City next week. That's according to the New York Times, which on September 23rd cites unnamed U.S. administration officials, saying that a time and a place for the meeting has not yet been scheduled. The decision signals a break from the administration's efforts to isolate Russia over its invasion of Ukraine in early 2014. Russian diplomats had indicated for weeks that they wanted such a meeting to discuss Russian participation in the international coalition against Islamic State militants. The United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on Russia for its aggression against Ukraine, but so far have declined to give Ukraine weapons to defend against the attacks.
Here in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, high-ranking government officials have gathered with business leaders and international investors for the Odessa Financial Forum. The two-day forum will focus on the current state of affairs in Ukraine's financial sector, with particular emphasis on the reforms needed to improve Ukraine's investment attractiveness. The event kicked off with a video link from Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who spoke about the need to rid Ukraine of corruption and fix the nation's economy through increasing the flow of foreign investment. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, and Canadian Ambassador to Ukraine, Roman Wozchuk, then addressed the crowd. They were followed by former Georgian President and the Odessa Regional Governor, Mikhail Saakashvili, who spoke bombastically about how the port city is on the way to becoming a globally renowned hub for business.
Winter on Fire takes top prize. The documentary about Ukraine's revolution of dignity has won an award at the International Film Festival in Toronto. The film won the People's Choice Documentary Award, according to Ukraine's state information agency, Ukrinform. The movie's director, Yevgen Apineevsky, thanked viewers for their support and recognition of the film as an important historical monument dedicated to the patriotism and unity of the Ukrainian people. Afanayevsky said the documentary would be available to millions of Netflix subscribers next month, thanking the company for believing in the film and agreeing to show it to 65 million viewers around the world on October 9th.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
Хатині тихі чарівні, мати дитятко колише, тихесенько співає алелуя. Хай Господь тебе хоронить, красу і мудрість обдарить усім нам на потіху. Предки твої прийняли правди Божії і в вірі знайшли силу. Алілуя! З Христом, з мечем ішли у бій і захищали народ свій, віддали все з любов'ю. Забрали зерна хліб, і голод винищив весь рід, вмираючи шептали алілуя. На засланнях з тюрем луна, одна молитва мого дня, верни нам Україну, алілуя.
From Munich, Germany, that was Mariana Juice and the Ukrainian version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Up next, Vasil Hontaresky from Ukraine and Chorna Hora, Black Mountain.
Чорне море, чорне море. Гарне море, гарне море. Чорне море, гарне море, а все є дано, чорна гора, неня моя, чорна гора. Ей, 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 ніхто не зна, ніхто не зна, ей, ей, де сховалося місяце не зна, ей. Стріляй, моя рушениця, щоб почула моя киця, неня моя чорна гора. Гей, гей, гей. Гей, стріляй, моя рушениця, щоб почула молодиця, неня моя чорна гора. Гей, гей, гей. Чекай, куме, чекай, куме. Гей, гей. Курнє макуме, курнє макуме. Гей, гей. Тіто, маріто, маргаріто, ми з кумом два бандіта, за найєнення чорна гора, гей, гей, гей. Тіто, маріто, маргаріто, ми з кумом два бандіта, за найєнення чорна гора, гей, гей, гей. Чуєш, Іване, мій сине, гей, гей, з полонини пісняліне, гей, гей. Я ніколи і нікому не віддам рідного дому, за найєнення чорна гора, гей, гей, гей. Я нікому і ніколи не віддам ці гори доли, знайде неня чорна гора.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine, by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadiy in Toronto. All throughout my early years at school, I looked forward to studying American literature in 10th grade. How I would enjoy reading the English language works of such authors as Theodore Dreiser, Mark Twain, and Jack London. I just couldn't wait to enjoy all the delicious things in store for me. Of course, you know it, things turned out much differently. When I entered 10th grade, I found, to my surprise and dismay, that the English literature course had been replaced with military translation. To make things worse, there were no specially trained teachers, no manuals, no textbooks, only a room with walls covered in posters and placards. Apparently, this hastily prepared course was the result of some mysterious emergency, but we were 16 years old and viewed it with pragmatism as well as enthusiasm. It was English, after all. And what, young boy does not find the military fascinating? Even the girls in our class were fascinated. Somehow even dry technical and military details seemed interesting when presented in English. During the course, boys and girls alike learned things like how to assemble and dismantle AK-47 machine guns and how to put on gas filtration helmets dating back to World War I. Sure, we learned the course material well, but none of us considered it more than just a silly game and an easy credit. Those of us who took the course like to joke now that we know the American Army as well as we know the Soviet Army, which is to say, not well at all. We learned about how an army operates in theory, but as for practice, we would make poor soldiers in any army, although we did get a taste of army discipline. Our class facilitator constantly berated us for coming to class in jeans and for listening to rock music. Looking back over the years, I could never see the sense in studying this material. I can tell you the names and order of all the military ranks, how squads and platoons function, what the term intercontinental ballistic missile actually means, and lots of other absolutely useless information. Sure, it was fun, but we were just children, playing with some adult war games, with tanks, bombs, and mines, and oddly enough, somehow we knew all along that the game had ended many years ago. Many years passed since that time, bringing along some rather unexpected events: the collapse of the USSR, the rise of an independent Ukraine, and most recently, our former Russian elder brother, damn him to hell, waging a very dirty war with Ukraine. Never in our wildest dreams could my classmates and I imagine such a thing actually happening in real life. I am Serhii Kaznady in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Зірка на ливаді, небесами янголи співали. Ой, да! все зірка наливали.
Ой, да.
Небе саме ям були співали.
Ой, да.
Будь здравий, краю наш села.
Was the Trio Maksimovich with a medley of two Ukrainian folk songs, Chaban and Komarik, the Mosquito's Wedding. And before them, you heard from Haidamake from Ukraine, a very popular ethno-rock group, and a song called Zhneva, which means harvest. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere in the world, right here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get links to the podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не той щасливий, що все має, а той, що ціну свою знає. And our proverb of the week translates as, happiness does not come from having everything one wants, but from knowing one's own worth. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio to take us to the end of our program. Anton Ivasyuk from Alberta, Canada, and Jason's Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.